Now, there was a fear that if Joe Biden was elected president, that would advance the defund the police so-called movements. I call it that because a movement needs the support and participation of many. This was actually a rant that was part of the reason why the anticipated blue wave never came close to happening this past election day. It's such a toxic idea that this past week Barack Obama actually urged Democrats to just shut that idea down. If you look at New Jersey, for example, from Edison to Wayne to Perth Amboy, biggest towns, they finalized their 2020 spending plans recently that largely maintain police department funding at previous year's levels or actually increase spending for police departments. Places like Newark and Jersey City, where police funding had been decreased, the cuts were not part of any defund police effort. They were just streamlining spending. Well, there have been activists demanding to curb police funding, but little effect on county levels. Even 8 counties, they finalized their budgets. Since the defund police movement began, only 1 cut their budgets for law enforcement. If you look at the fact New Jersey has 51 towns with population over 40,000, and we looked at 34 of those budgets that have adopted or introduced their 2020 spending plan since June, 34 towns employing about 6,200 police officers combined. That's about a third of the state's total municipal police force. And here's what was found. 29 of them increased funding for police departments. 6 cut funding for cops. 7 approved police department budgets that exceed 2019 spending by more than $1 million. And all but 2, the share of the police budget compared to overall spending has not changed by more than 1%. In total, the 33 towns plan to spend $21.8 million more on police than they did in 2019. Combined, the 33 towns' police budgets account for 17% of their total spending, which is unchanged from 2019. If you go county by county, only Mercer County cut funding for law enforcement, albeit by 1%. Atlantic, Bergen, Cumberland, Hudson, Salem, Somerset, and Union counties increased spending. Bergen by $2.8 million. Newark shaved about $4.6 million from their police budget for 2020 compared to 2019. That's because of decreases in overall city spending. The share of the budget spent on cops has actually increased by 1%. Jersey City budgeted $119,000 less on 2020 than last year. So if you look at the full picture, the defund the police movement, as far as at least New Jersey goes, just did not catch on. So a lot of that fear really was unwarranted.